This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm told the Russia story isn't going away. And to that, I say, great. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you why that's great. It's great because nobody cares outside of D.C. The Democrats know this. They've been told this over and over. How many clips have we played in the last week of different people saying, outside of D.C., nobody cares? Democrat strategists are telling the Democrats, nobody cares. But you know what they say? The polling shows. The polling shows. Let me tell you something. I want you to ask yourself what you hear when you hear the words polls show. What do you hear? Political polls. I'm not talking about, you know, polls in your basement. I'm not talking about Pollocks. I'm not talking about, you know, the North Pole. I'm talking about political polls. What do you hear when you hear that? Let me just make this simple. When I hear poll, the poll says, I think, who cares? It's not legit. Nobody gives a crap about it. If you want to run with the polls, Donald Trump is losing ground. I saw one in the Washington Post that essentially said, Donald Trump, with everything that he's got going on, he's losing ground. And I went, okay, source, Washington Post. Oh, it was an ABC ORC poll. Look, there aren't legit, I don't know of any legitimate agencies, maybe Rasmussen or whatever. I haven't seen a poll that gives us the true picture of where things are in a year. I haven't. I haven't seen one that says, here's one how they feel about Congress. Here's one how they feel about Trump. Here's one how they feel about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, you name it. It's all lies. Blatant, in-your-face lies. Don't believe it for a second. So, what do you, if you feel differently, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. 844-551-8255. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think that more, in fact, I know the majority of Americans do not care about polls. They no longer care about the news as it's being delivered from MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, all of them. They marginalize themselves, and that's a good thing. I don't think about it. So when you hear the Russian story is not going away, now it's moved over to Donald Trump Jr. Let me tell you what they've done. They've taken a billionaire who's got a son who's a good-looking guy who is not political in any way. They've tried to tie him to some sort of a nefarious, you know, Russian scandal that just like they've done his dad, and they think he's going to crack because if they couldn't get the father, go after the son. Let me ask you, what happens when people go after your children? What do you do? Now, your children are adults, and you're ready to protect them. But if you've raised them right, if you went after one of my sons, I would be like, man, let me just get a paper and wait on this, because this is going to be fun to watch as my son bludgeons you like a baby seal. Or like a liberal hitting a baby seal. You get what I'm saying? I'm not worried about my kid. And now, if he needs me, Donald Trump said the other day, you know, look, this is a meeting practically anybody would have taken. End of story. So, all I'm telling you is, nothing's going to come of it. It is the biggest waste of time I've seen in a long time. And I'm, quite frankly, glad the Democrats have bet the farm on it. But it tells you a couple things, and I've already said this in previous broadcasts. It tells you they have nothing else. If you think that's bad, let me just go ahead and play. I'm going to play Negro Damas here. Oh, I'm going to project the future. They're never going to have anything. You want to know why? Because of what I told you guys the other day. Why I love leaks. Do you remember? Were you listening? Were you paying attention? Did you get that hour of the show? I love leaks. because leaks mean people have to be on their P's and Q's. Everybody in this administration is watching what they say and do. They're going to get it done. It's going to be above board and legit. Because let me tell you one thing billionaires don't want. They don't want to go to prison. They don't want their kids going to prison. They don't want their friends going to prison. And the Trumps are saying, you know what? Act as if everything you say and you do is public, because it very well could be. So you're going to watch an administration that's cleaner than a preacher's sheets. I'll get it out. Yeah. And you're going to watch them operate above board to such a degree that Donald Trump doesn't have to say, I have the most transparent administration in the history of the country. You'll see it unfolding before your very eyes. And you kind of are. Because Trump already tells you what he's going to do. We talked about it, folks. He's on Twitter. There are no secrets. I'm going to do this. And there are some things that Donald Trump is doing that you should be so excited about. I'm going to tell you a couple things this episode. I'm telling you, this show, episode, like, hey, what? Catch me on TV on my episode. It's going to warm your heart. These are things that Barack Obama had 8 years to do, and he didn't accomplish. All Barack Obama did was feed his big fat ego because he's so weak. He's one of the weakest presidents, if not the weakest, we've ever had. He needed his ego massaged and fed and tucked away like a little bun bun, because anything other than that, he can't function. Trump doesn't need that. Trump's like, look, I'm going to do the right thing by the American people. We'll be fine. And you don't have to thank me every day. He gets mad when you beat up on him. His attitude is, look, you don't have to thank me. But you don't have to wake up and kick me in the groin every morning either. Because that's what the media wants to do. But let me tell you what they're going to find. They're going to find out he's wearing a cup. A steel cup. It's got some of those spikes sticking out. Yeah, Trump has a custom-made cup. It looks like a gladiator cup. You kick him in the crotch and you pull back a nub. That's what he's doing. And he's warning these folks. You keep this up, and I'm going to end up making some hay out of it. You keep it up. So let them do it. Let them go ahead and give you all the Trump stuff they want. It is a waste of time. And that's what we want. We need the leftists wasting their time. Think of this as Obama's birth certificate, except in the case of Obama's birth certificate, it very well could be that it was a fake. They're chasing Donald Trump, and he has the truth on his side, and he's not going to lose one moment's sleep on it. And believe me when I tell you, he's put out the word in his entire administration. You better be on top of it. If the closer you are to me, the more squeaky clean you better be. And you better treat it as if everything you do is a reflection on me. Until we find these leakers, and you better know they're looking for them, you better live above the horizon or whatever. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You guys know I hate Planned Parenthood. I hate it. I hate the founder, Margaret Sanger. I hate what this organization stood for. I hate what it continues to stand for. I hate their marketing. I hate everything about this vile, putrid organization. I do, and I use that word hate in the purest sense of the word. I hate it to its core. I hate the fact that it was founded on the idea of killing black babies. It was founded on the idea of killing what it called the dregs of society. So it transcended blackness at one point and said, we'll kill anybody we deem unworthy of being alive. The poor people, people that it determined weren't worth saving. And the way that they were going to do it was they were going to implement population control with sterilization. But then, you know what happened? Somebody came up with the pill. And they go, we love the pill. Look, I understand where people fall on that side of the issue. You want to, you know, not want to have a baby every time you, you know, do the na-na. But, and I get it. But it's gone beyond that. It's not just, okay, we women have the pill. It's women of a certain type of, you know, type of woman or character. We don't want them having babies. And as I said, I've explained this to many people. I get it. I understand how people have the argument of why you kill babies. Or, you know, say, I don't want this type of woman having a baby. If you got a woman, she's a crackhead. She's out and being a prostitute. And she has a child. Would you want to know that that child is going to be born to a crackhead prostitute? The answer is probably no. You can rationalize why people go, let's not let that child be born. However, that's looking at it pretty selfishly. What if that child were Einstein? You know, what if that child was somebody that you admire? Would you like to know that somebody you admire might have been a product of an abortion? I tell people this all the time. I could have been, it would not surprise me at all learning my mother, who had me 13 months after my brother, I'm sorry, 15 months after my brother, The thought would have crossed her mind, doggone it, I've got two babies by this derelict dude. I could see them planning out my brother. But I could also see me going, whoops, my birth being, the pregnancy, being like, you've got to be kidding. Because my mom was already in the process of leaving my clown of a father. So, now I don't know that. My mother died. Nobody ever said it to me. But I would not be surprised. Anyway, the founder of Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards, is beaming. She's writing a book, a memoir is what they call it, a Planned Parenthood CEO memoir. And I didn't know what the book was going to be called. I know the group that picked it up that's going to be distributing it. But I said, let's call it appropriately, I Love Killing Negroes. Because Richards is giddy about her work. Or as R. Sharpton would say, she's giddy. After all, not only does Planned Parenthood kill black babies at 300% of other races, but they got away with selling the body parts. And I just think, what a stroke of genius. I love killing black babies. I love killing Negroes and selling their body parts. Now that is a whole new spin on slavery, if I've ever seen one. You're talking about getting people to come. First of all, getting federal funding. Then you get women to come into your clinic under the guise of Planned Parenthood. It's really planned abortion. All right? And so you come in and they say, well, you know, you probably shouldn't have that baby because you got, that your children ain't going to have a father. And so the girl's like, you're right. You know, just go ahead, kill it, take it. Please, I don't need his mom will say, you don't need to be birthed with no baby. So they kill the baby. And they go, you know what we're going to do? Not only are we going to kill this baby slave woman who's too stupid to know that you should probably have a man in your life before you start spreading your legs, every day and deciding you're going to have a bunch of babies. But not only are we going to kill your Negro baby, we're going to sell the baby parts. I mean, how foul could you possibly be as a human being to, first of all, go to an organization that has told you, I mean, if you know anything about them, I don't like you. I don't like your people. I have set up a structure, an infrastructure, in fact, that to get rid of you, and you are following the pattern. You've got Reverend Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and others, and I'll talk about them in a second, who have made you believe that killing of black babies is okay. And worse than that, not only am I going to kill you, I'm going to sell your parts. Imagine if you had a runaway slave, and you said, you know, I'm going to kill old Ezra. He's tried to escape 3 times, and I'm just getting rid of him. And you hang him. And then people come along and say, hey, would you mind if I buy his heart or his liver? If you're going to hang him, how about we get old Doc Adams over there to get his, kidneys out and give him old Chuck down the road? Look, I get it. It was frontier times, and they couldn't do the transplant of parts. That's why they didn't do it then. But now they can. Now they're smart. And Planned Parenthood is the smartest and most vicious of all of them. So Cecil Richards beams. Some news. I'm writing a book. Looking forward to share what I've learned about years of activism and troublemaking. I get why the supporters of Planned Parenthood want to rid black people of society. I look at the news reports, folks. Statistics show that 70% of black babies are born out of wedlock to single moms, and guess where they end up? They end up in prison. I understand why you would want to kill black leftists. Believe me, half the time I do too. Okay? I wouldn't do it unless, of course, they try to kill me, which many of them threaten to do, and that ain't going to go down like they think. But other than that, I understand how cruel they can be. I understand how racist they are. I understand how mean they are. But I don't want to kill them. Because, see, these deadbeats don't have their daddies in the picture. Because their daddies are deadbeats. These single black moms are raising thugs. And if Planned Parenthood can convince these women to keep men out of their lives, a conveyor belt of crime will continue. So I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the system that's put them in this predicament. I'm not sure what the eugenicists want for the black population. But you can bet it's less than 13%. They don't want us to be 13%. So Planned Parenthood teamed up with the Democrats, and they got blacks to self-segregate in these large urban areas. And like the founder of Planned Parenthood suggested, they put black, quote, leaders in charge of black people in their designated areas. Then they put their black baby-killing factories near black folks. And voila, that was it. Frederick Osborne, the president of the American Eugenics Society, declared, "Birth control and abortion are turning out to be the greatest eugenics advances of our time." Planned Parenthood, the Starbucks of the ghetto, folks. It is any wonder why 80% of Planned Parenthood clinics are centrally located to black neighborhoods. Huh? And the so-called pious black clergy people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton lose their religion and line up black children like lambs to the slaughter. And whether you believe it or not, Jesse Jackson was once passionately pro-life. Before Planned Parenthood bought him off, he called abortion genocide. That was in 1973 in Jet Magazine. But the money exchange occurred in 1984 when Jackson ran for president, and his lust for power and money made him sell his soul to the devil or the Democrats, whichever you prefer. But he's not alone. The NAACP, the National Urban Leagues, once denounced abortion as racist, but not anymore. They don't care it's the number one killer of blacks, but Richards is excited to talk about her new book.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. You know, in thinking of Planned Parenthood, I'm reminded of the quip of the chickens, right? Maybe you haven't heard this, but one chicken says to the other, "With as many eggs as we lay, you'd think there'd be more of us." And I'm looking at black folks who are 13% of the population, and I've told this statistic before, and people, go check it out for yourselves if you don't believe me, but at one point, blacks were almost 20% of the population of the United States. And this is before massive immigration. We were 20% at the turn of the 19th century. We were 20% of the population at the turn of the 20th century. We were 15.2% of the population at the turn of the 20 this millennia. We are now 13% of the population. So you can see the trend lines. And if that doesn't tell you all you need to know about this planned obsolescence, which is the slow shrinking of the black community, I don't know what does. You know, I was talking about this topic because it's a very serious topic. As I said before, you can rationalize why people want to limit certain areas of the pot. For example, if I said to you, man, you know, Cubans commit an outrageous amount of crime based on their demographic, you know, based on the number of Cubans there are, you put Cubans there, you get killers. It would be easy to get outraged towards Cubans and say, look, they're always killing people. It's kind of like radical Muslims. You bring Muslims into your population, you're going to get a rise in rapes. And it's easy to be outraged by that because these people are uncivilized. You're like, I don't want these people here. And you'll, at some point, you'll even rationalize taking matters into your own hands. Look, that's human nature. We can all quibble over this and we can be politically correct about it, but the fact of the matter is this. If there's a bad kid that's always taunting your dog when he walks by the alley, if your dog happens to bite him one day, you're not going to feel sorry for that kid. You're going to go, you got what you got. So you can look at a demographic and go, this is bugging me. It's like the gypsies in Italy, when you land there and you're going through the square, they are going to pick your pockets. And either you do something about it or you allow it. It's one or the other. So we've got a culture right now in America where a small percentage of blacks, mostly young black teen men, are committing crimes in crazy proportions. And so you see police strike back at them. You hear a story about a young black teen dying, and whether you want to admit it or not, I'll just admit it for you. I just go, good riddance. I feel sorry for, the human side of me feels sorry for everything that happens in the food chain. Parents upset, brothers and sisters, siblings people with distorted views who believe he could have been something. No, he couldn't have. He was going to grow up and be a thug. And so I'll just go ahead and say it for you. I don't have any sympathy for that kid and what he did, because he's been doing it a while. It's an affront to somebody. Somebody got killed, raped, whatever. And I have no sympathy that that kid is dead in the strictest societal sense of you got to get rid of people like him. And if you were to say to me, Kevin, I wish that kid had never been born, I'd say, I get you. See, that's the deal. As conservatives, I'm pro-life. But I can easily tell you, I wish that guy had never been born. The world would not have missed that person. Let's just be honest. So leftists understand that there is inside of you a conflict. Okay? You've got that conflict. And you know rationally that there are some people who don't deserve to be born, quote, right? But you understand that, you know what, it's not your choice to make. And we're going to have to deal with it. And what we try to do is build a society where we have as few of those people that you say that about as possible. So that's the one side of the eugenics movement where they say, you know, we want to limit these types of people. We don't want them, you know, growing up to rape and pillage and kill and do whatever. And I understand it, and so do you, because I've explained it as well as you can hear it logically. Then there's the other side. The other side says the world can become overpopulated. And if you think about it logically, you go, wow, well, that's kind of possible. So let's look at the numbers. So there was I think his name was Suster, and he worked for Obama. He was one of these eugenicists who said that there should only be 300 million. He wrote a paper in college that said there should only be 300 million people in the world. And there were way more than that when he wrote it. So I just want you to understand where these people come from. Go back and look at the number of people the world can sustain, and it looks like global climate change. People will tell you, the world can only sustain 2 billion people, and then it's catastrophe. And the world can only, then it gets to 2 billion, right? And the world can only contain 3 billion people, and then it's doom and gloom. And then it gets to 3 billion, and they tell you it's 4 billion. It gets to 4 billion, they tell you it's 5 billion. Then they tell you, the maximum sustainability is 10 billion. Let me tell you, the world doesn't care how many people it has on it. We're not going to jump up and down and push the world down. Even though it's floating in space, we're not going to jump it down. Guam is not going to tip over. Okay? But the bigger issue is there a number where we start having problems as human beings? Could possibly be. So let's look at the numbers. You've got over 7 billion people in the world now. 187,000, give or take, and now that number grows every day, die every day. So back when we were 6.5 billion, the number was 187. It might be 200,000. So whatever, let's just say, for the sake of discussion, 200,000 people die every day. But how many people are born every day, right? So if you look at the idea of 7 billion people on the earth, and let's say half of them are of childbearing age. Let's make the numbers easy. Let's say 4 billion of them are of childbearing age. 2 billion of them are female. Okay? So the potential is every 9 months, or certainly in a period of a 9-month cycle, and let's just make it a year, 2 billion babies are potential to be born. Now, some of those women don't have babies. Some of them are whatever. So you can do the percentages, but the potential exists for 2 billion people to be born every year. And so the people who do this, they theorize about this stuff. They say, ooh, it could get up really ugly. Now, the Chinese said at one point, one child, because they looked at it and said, back when they were 800, 900 million, they were like, well, you know, got a lot of people over here. And then they go, ooh, now we got 1 billion. We got many, many more. One child. Now they're 1.2, 1.4 billion. And they've actually relaxed the one child rule. Don't know why. Maybe it's because the Chinese themselves have said, you know what, we're not going to have that many kids. But they've relaxed that rule. Who knows? I mean, you're talking about a lot of potential babies. Now, China's big. It's expanding. Maybe they feel like they can absorb it. Maybe they can. Maybe they can't. But here's what I'll tell you. Earth doesn't care. if the Yangtze River overflows, it's going to wipe out 100,000 people in a day. You know, some mudslide, some mountain collapse, some earthquake, some pestilence, some disease, whatever. It will figure itself out. But there are people who try to calculate this. They literally have got models and they keep stretching it out. What can we contain? When do we starve to death? Can ADM feed the world, as they say? You know, with Daniels Midland as a used to, I don't know if it still exists, but it used to be a big agricultural company in there. The question is, how many people can we possibly feed? And what happens is every time they put these numbers out there, you get more farmers, you get more ranchers, you get more animal husbandry in terms of the chicken business and the pigs and the, you know, whatever. You have more mouths to feed and you get more stuff. And then the question became, well, do we have enough space for all these people? And they figured it out and they said you could actually take the population of the world and put it in the United States and everybody would have a pretty nice little patch of land. So there is enough space. And now, I don't know what the saturation point is. I don't. But here's what I can tell you. We can all reasonably argue that there's a limit to how many people could be on Earth. It may be 100 billion people that we're able to feed and house and do whatever without people getting crazy. I don't know what that number is. You'd have to look at the usable space. And you'd have to look at the amount of water, and so it becomes from a natural resource standpoint, how many resources do you have, how much fresh water, etc. I understand the argument for population control. But the question is, how do you implement it, and how do you implement it ethically? Who makes that decision? I'll ask you a question this way. Do you want Hillary Clinton making that decision? Would you want Barack Obama making that decision? Would you want any leftist making that decision? Because you may not be here. And those decisions they make are based on who's going to put the most economic input into society, the elitist notwithstanding. They're going to get theirs from you.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. So, we've been talking about a variety of things today, but I want to cover assimilation and what happens when a culture comes into your area and it's different, comes into your life. And I'll use just Americans. And just think about when you rise through the strata, so to speak. So let me just use my life as an example. As a kid, you didn't want to live next to me. I didn't care about your yard. I didn't respect your property. And it wasn't that I was a bad kid. And it wasn't even that my parents necessarily didn't raise me right. They did. But I'm saying I wasn't a good, solid citizen. And I can tell you, and growing up in the neighborhood where I grew up on Hay Street in San Antonio, Texas, there were many people that I don't want to live by. Now, there were many people I did. I often talk about leaving my house as you walked out. On the left, there was a gentleman who kept his yard impeccably. It was amazing. He had the coolest afro, too. It was a natural because it wasn't quite big enough to be a fro. And he was an ex-military guy. And I'll never forget going in his house to tell him something. I brought his paper or something to him. And I looked in his house and went, this house is clean. I mean, it was just everything in its place. And he was the nicest guy. He liked me. I think he understood. He looked at me as like, this little kid's going to be something. You know, he always had that look in his eye like, I like you, kid. But I wasn't a good neighbor to him. You know, I was always running on his grass, and he kept it nice, and he didn't want me to run on his grass. And, you know, he didn't know half the time that I was on his grass, but my ball would go over there or whatever. And I was disruptive. But I look around the place, you know, I'd leave toys. Or, I'm just saying, I wasn't a good neighbor. And even as I grew up, and I remember I bought my first house out of college. I was a senior in college when I bought my first home, and I was very proud that I could do that. And I was an okay neighbor. I mean, my car wasn't up on blocks. I didn't leave trash around. But I was just an okay neighbor. I wasn't what I would call a good neighbor. But I was moving up in strata. And then I moved over into Plano, Texas, and lived in a very exclusive area. And I became a much better neighbor. The city had a bin out there where our trash went. I put it in the bin. When I walked my dog, I picked up his crap. When I was younger, I didn't understand why white people were running around with these little bags in their hands and they walked their dog. They were picking up poop. I didn't pick up poop. My dog needed to use the bathroom. I just, okay, he's going to go over there. Go over here. I wouldn't let him use it in the middle of the street or on a sidewalk, but I'd kind of take him to the bushes and then let it go there and compost and help the plants. You know, but now, when I walk my dog, I got my little book, you know, my little thing that's got my bags in it. It hangs like a keychain. And you can just pull them out and you'll be driving along and there I am picking up doggy poop. In my little bag, it's in my hand. I go to the nearest dumpster. When I get around the corner, we have a route. Throw it away and that's the end of that. So you learn these habits. You watch people and you go, you know what? That's being a good neighbor. I'll never forget. Yeah, and I hate to tell the story, but it's true. My dog would run out in the backyard when I was living in Mesquite when I bought my first house, and he'd go poop, poop, poop. And after about 30 days, I'd go pick it up. And one day I went out, it was humid, and I was like, God, stinks. Well, guess what it was? It was doggy poop. And I hadn't picked it up in 30 days. Well, that's just ridiculous. This dog's pooping 3-4 times a day. You can imagine, I mean, it was like landmines out there. And I would do that, you know, once a month, like, okay, it's time to pick up the dog poop. No, it's time to pick up the dog poop within a day of the dog pooping, right? So you become a better neighbor. But you learn this, and you learn the, quote, culture. It's like these homeowners associations. You go into a new neighborhood, and they say, we got an HOA. That HOA says you can't have cars sitting out. You know, whatever. You can't have, there are all kinds of restrictions on the things you can and cannot do. Now, there's a part of you that goes, hey, who are you to restrict me? But then there's another part of you that goes, I like that the neighborhood has a cleanliness to it. That it has a type of restriction that says you can't do certain things. That's a good thing. It's a good thing for housing values. It's a good thing for the neighborhood. It's a good thing for, it's a communal thing. And it isn't, it's communism in the sense that it is a communal agreement that we are all going to be good, solid citizens of one another so we can make our houses sell. But that's what we built in America. We built this overarching community that says these are the lowest standards by which we'll live. And if you go into the ghettos or the barrios or the white trash areas of town, whatever you want to call it, if you want to put it in the boxes, but let's just put it out there. If you go into a bad area, you're going to find litter. You're going to find dogs pooping everywhere, animals running around. But let me tell you something. No matter how bad it isn't nearly as bad as what they face on the other side of the world. So you've got all those things, right? So if you've got all those things, congratulations. You're part of America, but I promise you, the other part of the world is worse, far worse. And what's happening is they come over here and they see our worst and they go, this isn't bad. I mean, can you imagine coming to America and you arrive in Compton, a bad area of Compton, and you look around and go, whoa, nice. Yeah. You got boarded up buildings. You've got burglar bars on businesses. You've got trash in the streets, run down buildings, and you go, thank you, Mom and Dad. You know, you're like, whoa, we stepped up. That's the way people look at that. So you wonder why, and I'm just going to put it out there. I know a lot of people don't like talking about stuff like this. Rich people don't like poor people, but they don't. It isn't because of poor people. They don't like their habits. They don't like how disruptive it is to their culture. And so this leads me to a story about some residents in California, Pennsylvania, which is a small borough of Pittsburgh. And they're outraged that the federal government moved in 40 Romanian gypsies into the town of roughly 7,000. And it's part of what they call the Alternative Detention Program. More than 150 residents of California, Pennsylvania, which, by the way, Pennsylvania, if you're going to name yourself a town, don't call it California. Seriously? Anyway, California, Pennsylvania, town of 7,000 gets 40 gypsies. And 150 residents attend this community meeting about the immigrants, and they're saying, these people are not assimilating. They don't know our customs. They don't know our norms. And the residents cited trash in yards, disruptions in town markets, children and men, get this, defecating in public streets, and immigrants cutting off the heads of chickens in public places. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My great-grandfather, Papa, he lived in the city of Welder, and when it was time to eat, he'd say to my older brother, who's really my cousin, Larry, he'd say, hey, Larry, go out there and get him one of them chickens and get him in here and get him ready. And Larry would run outside, go outside. I'll never forget. I can see this as clear as with my own, like I'm looking at it to yesterday when it happened. Not yesterday, but, you know, back in the day. And he ran down a chicken and just pop and pop its neck and takes it inside to Big Mama, who's my great-grandmother, so she could defeather it and cook it. And I can tell you right now, if somebody in the residence where I live now saw my great grandfather tell my brother to go out there and do the chicken, and he did, they'd probably be calling the cops. He's a serial killer. No, he's a chicken killer. Cereal grows and it's green, and you don't have to kill it. Yeah, that's a joke people get later. So the custom that my grandfather was used to doing would not be acceptable in Plano, where I lived in an exclusive neighborhood. People would be like appalled. You get what I'm saying, folks? We're assimilating people and we're not helping them. They're not coming up through the strata the way they normally should. Now we're saying, get into your little gypsy group, your Romanian gypsy group, and everything will be fine. Just do what you do. Use your customs. Don't become part of America. And that is dangerous to us as a culture, because we're losing the culture. But I'll put it to you in a different way. And I said this before. You can go visit Chinatown. You can go have an experience in Chinatown. And you can leave and go, wow, we had a great time in Chinatown. We ate Chinese. We went to the Chinese theater. You know, we did such and such. And then we went shopping at a Chinese market. But you can't do that in Muslim town, in Arab town. You can't do that. Because there is no assimilation. The Chinese have said, we're going to give you a taste of China, but we're still going to still understand it's America, not the other groups. And there are some groups who are not going to assimilate culturally.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.